Welcome to Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Sharing with you our ancestors' traditional knowledge of medicinal plants, we give thanks to our ancestors and our elders for the gifts that we are given, and with many thanks and our respect to Mother Earth, who continues to enrich our lives with vital medicines, plants, food, and water that are much needed by our bodies. Okay, today we're going to talk a little bit about, first off, we have a really good liver tonic here, and the liver, as we've talked about before, is the second largest organ in your body. The first is your skin. And by keeping your liver cleansed, it's really going to help our digestive system. It's going to help our skin. It's going to help our overall health because it cleanses our blood and it produces bile to bust up the bad fatty issues in our food intake. And so our body will absorb the great nutrients that it needs. And so our liver is very important for healthy overall living. So let's make a liver tonic tea today. We're going to do 3 parts of nettle leaf, 2 parts of dandelion leaf, 1 part alfalfa leaf, 1 part chamomile flowers, 2 parts red clover flowers, and the 2 parts lemon balm. So we want to simmer this, and then we want to let it sit and infuse for 20 minutes. And again, you can drink 3 to 4 cups a day. And this is fantastic for your liver. So if you're just really kind of detoxing your body or cleansing your system, this is a fantastic tea that you can use for that. We have a moontime tea too that I like to tell some of my friends about. It is 2 parts raspberry leaf. Well, that's for the uterus toning. And we got some 2 parts nettle leaf, and that's for cramping. We got the alfalfa leaf for minerals and vitamins. And then we got the yarrow. And that's for bleeding. And that kind of helps with just lightening up if you have a really heavy flow. So again, that's 2 parts raspberry leaf, 2 parts nettle leaf, 1 part alfalfa, and 1/2 a yarrow. And so again, it's 4 to 6 teaspoons per quart of water. And we'll add... And how we prepare this is just a little bit different than some of the other things that we've talked about. What we want to do is we're going to put all our herbs inside a mason jar. And then we're going to boil our water. And then we're going to take our boiling water and we're going to put it inside the mason jar over our herbs. And then we're going to add our cover. And then we're going to let that infuse for 20 minutes in that mason jar. And that's your moontime tea, and you can drink this throughout your moon time, and hopefully you'll feel a little bit better. How about self-growth? Developing ways to empower yourself. Female power, male power, just empowering yourself as a person. Some of the ways that you can empower yourself is to take time for yourself, to really engulf into your own world and see what you love, see what makes you feel healthy, see what makes you feel happy inside. And some of the ideas that we can come up with is gardening or freestyle dance, or maybe you want to go to any type of dance. We all go to the powwows. And so that is self-growth. We're empowering ourselves. We all know how great we feel when we're dancing. You can create a space within your own home that is yours to be creative, to do artwork, to do projects, to do anything that you kind of like, just for your own space. Dreaming, daydreaming creates goals. And a lot of activities, and gardening is fantastic. Just find yourself something that you really can be creative about and enjoy yourself and promote self-esteem and self-growth. And then you can move on and share this knowledge. Share the knowledge that you have and let others know that they can live a good, healthy life as well. So we want to find our own inner self and our inner peace. And meditating is one of those ways that we can do that as well. And you can find this in your own space. You can do this in the woods. You can do it as you're walking. You can do it as you're swimming. There's a lot of places that you can meditate and just really take a look back and feel yourself. Just take some time for yourself and focus on that inner growth so that you can love others fully and love yourself and feel free to create and expand knowledge and share with your friends and family. Some of the things that meditation will help is it strengthens your life force energy, strengthens your intuition, treats symptoms and causes of illnesses. It balances the organs and glands and their bodily functions. It releases blocks and suppressed feelings. Promotes natural self-healing. Meditation also heals holistically and strengthens the immune system, relieves pain, and helps clear toxins. Sometimes you look within yourself, and how old you look and feel is directly related to the source of energy within your body. So some of the affirmations that you can really try, and when you get up in the mornings and look in the mirror and tell yourself you're beautiful, tell yourself that you're healthy, tell yourself that you're going to be strong today and that you're going to live a good life. Tell yourself that you're going to follow your ancestors' traditional beliefs and teachings and really help Mother Earth along so that we can all live in a healthy, positive way. Being able to teach our gifts from Mother Nature and the holistic healings that we're taught down to the next generations. Here's a few affirmations that you can live by and a couple principles that we can take into our own lives. So just for today, be free and happy. Just for today, have joy. Just for today, you are taken care of. Live consciously in the moment. Count your blessings with gratitude. Honor your parents, teachers, and elders. Earn your living honestly. Love your neighbor as yourself. And show gratitude to all living things. These are teachings that we can live by. We shall not be angry, shall not worry, and be thankful for the many blessings from Mother Earth. And be thankful for your family and friends and your neighbors. And be thankful for the gifts that we're given and that we can share with you and that we can share with the generation that follows. Protecting ourselves and Mother Nature and the animal kingdom. Living free and healthy and having a positive attitude will give you a little more longevity. And follow the traditions of our ancestors. Their lifestyle was full of love and joy and freedom and movement and respect. So we're going to take those teachings and we're going to live our life healthy and respectable and true to ourselves so that we can share the best of us with our families and with nature. We'd like to give thank you to our supporters, the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Grant, as well as the Community Radio Service and Equipment Grant, for providing local programming. We say miigwech, safe journeys, and we'll chat with you next time on Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Giba Wabanin.